Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gutter, and welcome to the Gutter and Cheyenne On Demand channel. If you have yet to get yourself entered for the Country Thunder Holler Pack, make sure you do that. Go to our website, camel1079.com, submit some information, then listen for your name weekdays at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. If you hear your name, holler back at us at 602-894-KMLE. You'll have 10 minutes to call us back. And if you do so, you're going to win a pair of four-day passes to Country Thunder, which is coming up April 11th to the 14th out in Florence. All the details are at camel1079.com.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. It's Gunner and Cheyenne and Abe. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne. What up, Cheyenne?
What up, dogs?
Oh, what's up? I had a question.
Oh, what is your question?
The question is, what's up?
Oh, I just thought you were bringing me in. I don't know, my allergies, the pollen count, the sun's about to be up a lot.
Yeah. A zillion.
Yeah, it's bad right now.
It is the first day of spring. I guess very fitting for all the allergies and everything people are suffering today. Dairy Queen, free cones today. Go enjoy that with the first day of spring. Also get your vote in, I guess. Today's the Tuesday election. And I say I guess because I thought we already had it figured out, who the presidential battle is going to be, right? I mean, Trump and Biden both have enough electorals.
Delegates?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it doesn't matter, but to put it bluntly, this one doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, but there's 9 Republican candidates on the ballot and 7 Democrat candidates on the ballot.
Right. Well, so what happened was the deadline to cancel said election passed before the two main nominations were secured. So it's a formality. They have to go through with it.
But it is
100% does not matter. And it's not even a primary, it's a preference election.
Yeah, it's preference.
Meaning, even if we didn't have the nominations set, when they meet this summer, the two main parties, they don't technically have to adhere to the outcomes of these because it's just a preference. But, it is what it is.
And I mean, like we said, I mean, there's been a lot of other elections happening in prior weeks, and it's pretty much shown that it's Biden versus Trump. But, go get your ballot in, make your vote heard.
Why does it have to be so complicated? I feel like voting in general has just become so complicated. There's so many, the fact that we have to put somebody's name on a ballot because of formality, because of a date that was set. Just leave them off. If they don't have a single chance in the world, why?
It gets deeper than that.
I know. Exactly. That's my point. They're like, why does it got to be so complicated?
That's all it is.
I vote uncomplicated.
Yeah. Let's get somebody in that'll actually uncomplicate stuff. It just kind of seems like old school and just complicated.
People are trying, but they're blocking it.
They just keep blocking it. All right. Well,
it's complicated.
You feel like you need to, go vote today.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Well, there was a light in the sky yesterday that had a lot of people thinking aliens were invading. One of those people was Cheyenne.
Hi, that's me.
Yeah, she thought we were being overtaken by aliens.
It was an interesting thing to see. Now, like, looking back, and I know what it is, okay, I get it. But in the moment, when you're driving on the freeway, minding your own business, not expecting to see a light in the sky, and never seeing it before, it was a little freaky.
Yeah, you said you were on the phone, you had to hang up. I got to record this.
I did, because, you know, that's what we do these days.
What did it look like? I didn't see. This is like after, this is 7:30 last night, big old streak of light across the sky. It ended up being SpaceX, by the way. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, his whole company there, sending a rocket into the sky. 22 Starlink satellites they're putting up there in orbit. So that's what was going on. But mm-hmm. What did you see?
It looked like a light that was like cutting the sky in half. You know when, and let me explain it because you laugh, but
envision is that the Jim Carrey movie where he's on that Truman Show. You know what I mean? Like he's in that stage like set, right? And then like we're living on a stage set and somebody's cutting the sky in half. So that's all I picture, and that's why I laughed.
Okay. It looked like it looked like it was splitting the sky open, and there was just like light that was starting to come in. And that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was just a light in the sky that was moving, and then there was a trail of light behind it. It was weird. I have never seen anything like that before in my life.
And your first thought was aliens.
Well, yeah, duh.
I don't think I would have thought aliens because I don't believe in the extraterrestrial like that.
You are the most conspiracy theory person in this room.
But all we see are grainy photos of anything. Like I feel like we'd have a clear shot if there's actual aliens by now.
Yeah.
But if I were to be in that moment, I was driving back from Gila Santan Mountain yesterday because we had that ticket stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I got home before it. But if I had seen it in the sky, I don't think aliens would have been my first thought.
I don't believe you for a second. I don't.
You think I would have thought it was aliens?
I think you would have thought it was something extravagant.
You think I would have thought it was aliens?
I don't know.
I don't think I would have.
To be honest.
I think you would have.
He's not the most consistent with his theories.
I know, right? But Cheyenne's trying to make herself seem like she's not the only one by saying I...
Okay, no, I'm not, first of all.
Well,
I'm just calling you out on your conspiracy theories.
I don't think I would, though. I really don't. I don't think I'd look at the sky and be like, that is definitely an alien right there. I don't think I would do that. I'd be like, what is going on? You know, I'd probably go home and look it up online and see what it actually was. I don't think I'd be aliens and go and throw on a tinfoil hat.
Whatever
and be like,
we're getting attacked. I mean, it's not like I sat there for an hour and was like, oh my God, aliens are invading us.
I would think more so like God's coming back. That's what I would have thought.
It did not look anything like
form?
That.
In rocket form. Like you said. Like
he's a rocket man.
Like you said, the light was like splitting open the sky. You know, God's undoing the zipper. And here comes Jesus. He's coming back. That's how he's going to enter on his white horse, Cheyenne.
Jesus.
That's what I would have thought.
This
probably.
Is why I think you would have thought aliens.
No.
Because your brain thinks like that.
God and aliens are not the same thing.
I didn't
honestly.
Say that.
Come on.
Connor and Cheyenne.
Jelly Roll, there's continues to be a little tidbits of info that comes out from that GQ interview that he did. He does mention that he regrets 98% of his tattoos.
I can see that. I mean, he's got some interesting placed ones. I can't see getting older and dig in of any of my face tattoos.
Yeah, he's got the big cross right under his eye and a lot of face tattoos. But he mentions getting a lot of those tattoos during his very troubled upbringing, being in and out of jail. He says that they're rooted in his life when he was 17. And now, quote, I'm 40. And I'm like, what the bleep was I thinking?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Well, he admitted that most of the tattoos he gets nowadays are either cover-ups or tour tattoos.
And I love that.
And he says, if you can't afford the artist you want, if you're looking to get a tattoo and you can't afford the artist that you want, start putting money in a coffee can until you can. Do not cheap yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not settle for an artist that where you don't like their work. It's not the best. Do your research. Know the artist. Like what they do.
What do you think Jelly Roll would think about my $5 Vegas tattoo? I mean, there's a little tattoo shop in Vegas. It's over by the Strat, I think, at least from what I remember. You walk
alcohol
in.
Was involved.
Oh, I totally was involved. But they got like this little board. It's like a bulletin board with a whole bunch of pictures on there. And they have $5 tattoos. And, you know, I got this pair of dice on my wrist because I love shooting craps.
You know, I'm a gambler.
But I mean, it is such the low budget.
Yeah.
A little tattoo on my wrist.
It is. It looks, it's a great tattoo. And I love that it represents who you are. And it's a memory you'll never forget.
I'm going to have to ask him what he thinks of that. After this GQ interview, and he said, save the money.
Yeah.
That's $5, Jelly. What do you think of my tattoo?
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Have you ever been out to dinner, lunch, brunch, whatever, and had a waiter or waitress draw a smiley face on your receipt?
Yes.
Did that make you tip more?
No.
I guess the study says that people do tip more when they see a smiley face on their receipt.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what would the mentality be behind putting a smiley face on the receipt then.
I don't know. I've never been a server before, but we all know how I feel about over-tipping and the tip culture that we have. It drives me insane. Uh-huh. I do tip really well for really good service.
Okay.
But putting a smiley face on it is not going to change what I tip you.
I feel like they would only put the smiley face on there if they knew that the service was good. Like if it was crap, like why would they put the smiley face on there? Just kind of,
like if you're a smiley face drawer, I feel like you do it all the time.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You just go percentage then.
No, I go based off of what I feel the service deserves. It has nothing to do with my bill. It has nothing to do with percentage. It is I tip strictly based off of the service that I receive.
So if it's a $300 check, 20% of 300, Abe, the human calculator.
I'm like, thank you for saying his name, not mine.
$60. Would you tip $60?
If the service was good, yeah.
Todd is in Phoenix. Todd wants to chime in on this tipping conversation, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Todd, what do you got, man?
So I just wanted to call in and get you guys' thoughts on tipping flight attendants.
Tipping flight attendants?
Yes.
Is that something that you do?
Well, you know, something that I started. My friends tease me about it all the time. But yeah, I thought it was a good, you know, a good gesture. You know what I mean?
I never thought about tipping a flight attendant.
I mean, I haven't either. But like when you think about it, they are like servicing you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. In what
hey,
way?
You know that club.
See that's when you definitely should should tip, Cheyenne. Well, you're talking about just delivering drinks and snacks and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty available for you. You know, it's almost like you're at a restaurant. Sometimes you hit, but the great thing is you can hit a button and they appear, you know?
But the button, though, is almost that's a part of their job description.
They're also trained to get you safely off a plane in the event of a water landing.
Then I'll tip them then.
You'll tip them on the way out the plane because they're helping you off the plane?
No, I'm going to be tipping the exit row folk.
Oh, because they got to help.
A hand.
Yeah. Gosh, dude.
But yeah, I feel like that's just like a part of the job.
I think so, too. That's why I've never tipped. But is there any reason where you would tip a flight attendant?
I mean, I would think that anything outside of their normal duties, like if I had an infant baby that wouldn't stop crying and they were just walking up and down the aisles and they're like, here, let me take her for a walk and like, you know, bounce them up and down the aisles. Like, I think I would tip for that.
Bounce it up and down the aisles. Is it a basketball now?
No, you know, carrying them around and like bouncing them like.
But what about a pilot, though? The pilot gets you safely to your destination.
Again, he's doing his job.
But what if it was like a perfect landing? Like it wasn't like a hard, startling landing.
You mean he did his job?
I don't know. The flight attendant is an attendant. She's doing your job, doing her job. But people are tipping flight attendants then, huh?
I guess. I guess that's what Todd is doing.
Tip them good early and just be wink and say, keep the drinks coming.
See, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. But then what if they're like, I can't?
And you're like, give me back my 20. Nothing.
Yeah, no. Did you ever do that?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Never.
All right, well, never mind. Give me that 20 back.
Can you at least get me off the plane first? Like, keep everybody seated and get me off the plane?
Yeah. See, there's reasons to tip flight attendants.
Exactly.
And that, you know, we give a couple of prime examples.
Above and beyond.
Todd, well, I appreciate the thought starter there, man. I never thought about tipping a flight attendant. That's wild.
Thanks for having me on.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Have you ever tipped a flight attendant?
No, I've never done that.
Marissa is in Scottsdale. Marissa, you're a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And you get tips? What's your thought on that?
I get them very, very rarely. You know, occasionally if somebody, you know, wants to throw me a couple bucks because they order a drink on board. I don't think there's a social norm at all for it. It's not typical. we get paid a regular salary. We do not get paid like server wages. So I don't think people should feel like they have to do it. But yeah, sometimes I do get tipped in the air.
So now when you get those tips, is it because you went above and beyond?
I think, honestly, most people do it probably because they want me to, like, slip them an extra drink or give them
two
mini bottles instead of one.
Do you? Do you, though?
I don't want to say, you know, necessarily. See, like, the air.
Some airlines have that premium class, which includes, like, free drinks.
Yeah.
Right? And I feel like the free drinks are supposed to be just, like, on the first, whenever the cart goes through, not, like, at your beck and call, you know, but I mean, if you hit that call button for drink number 2, 3, and 4 and they keep coming, why not slip for some money,
I
right?
I mean, that does kind of sound like above and beyond.
Yeah.
If that is the case of of how that works, then yeah.
Heck yeah.
Go ahead and tip your flight attendant if you want to, but it's not, definitely not required.
Brianna is in Mesa, and from what I'm hearing, she's not a big fan of tipping flight attendants.
Okay.
Brianna.
You guys, do you see how expensive plane tickets are right now?
I mean, the girl's not wrong.
Yeah, she's not.
She's not wrong.
And I'm like a Delta girl, so I pay for like a premium seat. I'll do the economy plus most of the time. Sometimes first class, like what if I'm feeling bougie? But like, let's talk about Sun Country. It's like, you got to pay for your seat. You got to pay for a bag. You want to have a drink? You got to pay for that too. Do you want to have a flight attendant? You got to pay for that.
Oh, yeah, it seems that way sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, it does. I even had to pay for a seat on American Airlines the last time I flew.
Everybody started doing that though. Alaska is starting to do that too.
No, I just think we pay so much already. And at the end of the day, it is their job. But I will say this. I became friends with a flight attendant on a flight. And now we're like Insta buddies. And I see her, you know, post, and I know that they don't expect it because one day she posted on her Instagram story that she got like a $10 tip. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, oh my God, this is awesome. It made my day, but I love my job and I never expect this. And I she is a genuine person. So like, I know that they don't expect it. So I feel like if we all just start doing it, that's going to change the culture.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good point.
You're going to get dirty looks from them as you exit the plane because you didn't tip them.
Brianna's out here spitting facts.
Well, look how much money they would get. If everybody tipped them $5, that's so much money. There's hundreds of people on these planes, right?
Yeah, it depends on the plane.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you're, getting off the plane or like before you even get your darn drink, if they're like handing you a card, like here's my Venmo or like making you scan their Venmo just to like get off the plane? Like,
yeah, jeez, dude. I hope it
I would
come
definitely
to that.
Not tip if that was the case. I hate that.
Yeah. The culture is hard, and I had to call because I'm passionate about this. Yeah. If you can't tell, and like,
Brianna, thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, I love you guys. Listen to you every day. Just want to say that. So if I could tip you, I would.
Oh, right. Thank you. So my Venmo is.
Yeah, I know, right?
Camel Country 107.9.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the first day of spring, everybody.
Woohoo!
Last week, half the valley was on spring break. This week, the other half of the valley is on spring break. Can we just all do it together?
Can we all just get along? Yes, I would love that. That would be amazing.
But you got your kid out to grandma over the weekend.
Yep, he is down in SoCal, and I am kid-free. For 7 days.
Yeah, I mean, not technically. You still got mom living with you.
She's not a kid.
Yeah.
I literally left her alone at the house for 12 hours yesterday.
And she survived.
By herself. She did. She survived.
She's alive. When did you guess she was alive when you got home? That's good.
I left her some food and some water. Yeah. She's good to go.
So without the kid the entire week?
Yep.
Wow.
The entire week. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go golfing today because I don't have to pick him up after school.
Heck yeah. Don't got to wait in that pickup line.
Nice. It's going to be glorious.
We took the girls bowling yesterday. They're on spring break this week as well. I got a 7-year-old and 11-year-old, and I bowled a pretty good game yesterday, Cheyenne.
What is that? What does pretty good game mean?
More than 2 strikes in a set.
Ooh.
Yeah, normally I'm not the best golfer. Apparently I got good form, according to mom, but I think like my mom will say that about anything. She's
you mean
like,
bowling?
In bowling.
You said, what did I say, golf? A golfer.
Where's my mind today? Calling the D-backs, the Cardinals, and
it's
still in bed. It's on spring break mode with my daughters this week. No, and bowling. I guess my grandpa was like a really good bowler, and my mom has said that I have good bowling form. But I get, like I said, I think my mom's the type that will say I have a good singing voice too, and encouraged me to go to American Idol. She's one of those
that
moms.
Makes sense. That's accurate.
So anyway, I had a pretty good shot with getting a strike, and my daughter, who's 7, goes, "That was bussin', Dad." And I'm like, what the heck does bussin' mean?
It's bussin'.
I know, because I know we've talked about it on the air before. You know, these terms that kids are using these days, which I guess were terms way back in the day that are just kind of being brought back around these days.
They never left. They're just crossing over to a new demographic.
She goes, that was bussin', Dad. And I go, what does that mean? She goes, that's awesome. It means it was awesome. Like, why do you just say awesome?
Because that wouldn't be bussin'. Because bussin' is bussin'.
And I said, you say that word one more time, you're going to be bussin' your way home.
Oh my gosh.
I know, that was a dad joke.
That's a terrible
she
dad
She thought
joke.
It was funny, and that's all that matters.
Camel Country 107.9.
When it comes to a lot of, like, country artists, for the most part, most of them have pretty clean, solid backgrounds. Right.
Oh, their upbringings.
Yeah, upbringings and all the things that they did leading up to their country music career. And then you have Jelly Roll, who had a very troubled childhood. You know, he thought it was normal for like people to have addicts in their family while he was growing up. And then he got into, you know, a pretty rough lifestyle, did time in jail, spent a lot of his teens, you know, growing up. So he's not exactly a person that a lot of people would look up to. Now, Jelly Roll is going to be out of Country Thunder here in just a couple of weeks. So he's like super top of mind for us. There is an article going around right now that is interesting because a girl got suspended from school, according to her mom, because she drew a picture of Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny.
There had to have been something more than her just drawing a picture of Jelly Roll and Bunny.
Well,
to get suspended, right?
The thing of it is, so the reason she had drawn it for school in the first place was because the assignment was draw somebody who inspires you. Now, according to the article that I read, the girl has been bullied pretty much her entire upbringing. She's 14. She's had broken ribs from bullies who just like beat her up and kick her when she's down kind of thing. So if you know anything about Jelly Roll and Bunny, they've also have been through a lot of turmoil growing up. Jelly Roll, again, drug dealer, been in jail, spent 15, 16, 17 years old in jail. Bunny, had a very interesting life growing up in Vegas.
Yeah, she was like a high-end escort or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, she was. Yeah. And so they have, you know, really have come up from their upbringings. And so this is why they inspired this 14-year-old girl. She told her teacher she was going to do Bunny and Jelly Roll. The teacher said no because of their background. And so the girl did it anyways.
So people can't change? You know, I mean, if that's what the teacher said.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is definitely a very close-minded way of thinking, and I don't agree with it.
There is a lot of people that look up to Jelly and just relate to Jelly a lot, you know? I mean, just like when he was at her Beers with Friends show.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of stories that we heard of people just touched by Jelly Roll's music and his story. So you have a girl here in elementary school who is inspired by them, and the teacher said no because of their backgrounds.
Yeah.
So then
she did it anyways.
And that's how she got suspended?
And that's how she got suspended. Now, the principal is saying that she didn't actually get suspended, but I mean, it feels like a very save face type of situation.
Okay, so the mom said the daughter was suspended for drawing Jelly Roll and Bunny.
Yes.
Which the drawings are cute, by
the way.
It's
adorable. Bunny actually caught wind of the story and made t-shirts out of the drawings.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they sold out online. It's super cute.
So the mom said she was suspended, but then the principal said no.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you believe? Who can you believe? I would assume the administrator, right?
I mean, if they're not willing to divulge, like, actual written documentation of what it is, who do you
believe?
Why
would the principal say that she was not suspended when she really was?
To save face. 100% to save face. Why else? Why else would they go against that? The amount of backlash you're going to have for telling a child that they can't pull inspiration from somebody who is truly inspiring so many people.
There must have been like if she was at home suspended, I mean, there would be a little bit more proof or something. You know, there's got to be, the principal's not going to put her or his job on the line to defend a teacher if the kid was really suspended. And the principal's going to go out there and say that he or she was.
Weirder things happen for much smaller reasons, especially when things start to get covered up for whatever reason.
So what happened? So the principal said no.
Yeah, the principal said no. Honestly, there's no what happened. She's back in school. It's not that big of a deal. The only reason that this is even catching wind is because Bunny talked about it on her podcast, which is the Dumb Blonde podcast, which is phenomenal if you haven't listened to it. It's really good. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, why? Why tell a kid that they can't believe in something? Or why tell
that
them that,
kinda,
that a certain person can't inspire them? That, to me, is just wrong.
Yeah, the teacher definitely messed up there.
I would think so.
I mean, who cares where the kid gets their inspiration from, right?
The fact is that they have a great story. The Bunny and Jelly Roll story is truly a wonderful story. Yeah. End of the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad she's back in school. Got to get myself one of them t-shirts, though.
I know. I really want one of these.
This girl's, is there a way to get that up on our Instagram? Can we do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, her drawing of, Bunny was like, you know, but Jelly Roll's drawing was kind of, that was pretty cool.
Leave the 14-year-old alone together.
I know, but.
Jeez.
Kind of look like Jessica Rabbit a little bit.
Well,
you
there
know,
is a the, Jessica Rabbit on there.
Oh,
is funny,
that,
yeah.
It's supposed to be Jessica Rabbit?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, yeah, that's a little off.
It's not a bad joke, it's just a dad joke, Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey Gunner,
yes.
What do you say to a bunny on its birthday?
What do you say to a bunny on its birthday?
Happy birthday!
Oh my god!
It's not a bad joke, it's just a dad joke, Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Was that for Lillian?
It was for Lillian. Happy birthday!
Cheyenne's dad jokes every weekday morning at about 7:50 here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne, this is Camel Country 107.9.
Well, the time has come. It is now time to play Pick Your Battle. It is a trivia game. The prize today, Blake Shelton tickets. He's going to be in town with Dustin Lynch on Saturday at Desert Diamond Arena. 4 tickets for playing today. Cheyenne, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Abe, you ready to play?
Cowabunga.
All right.
That's interesting. Gunner, are you ready to play?
Indeed. Rebecca in Phoenix, you ready to play Pick Your Battle?
Yes.
All right, 5 questions over 60 seconds. Whichever comes first, you're going to have 3 chances at each question. The more questions you get to, the better your odds of winning. Abe, what is the category, sir?
Your category today is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What was the pause?
Because his hat is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, he turned the hat around.
I had to turn it around.
It's been a while.
All right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Any reason why?
It's National Ninja Turtle Day.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
I think it coincided with one of the releases of their 90s movies.
Okay. I dig the hat, though. That's
pretty
sweet.
That is a nice hat. Rebecca, who are you going to play against this morning, Gunner or myself, Cheyenne?
Let's go with you.
All right, bye, really Cheyenne. That's what you get for asking the question.
Well, I think you have two boys, right?
Yeah, she's got two boys. She's heading out of the studio, so she wasn't able to hear you on that question. But all right, Abe, over to you, sir.
All right, here we go. Who is the turtle's mentor and father figure?
Oh, I forgot his name. Pass.
All four turtles are named after what type of historical figures?
Artists.
Correct. What is their favorite food?
Pizza.
Correct. In the early movies and series, the turtle's best friend, April O'Neil, is depicted as having what profession?
Oh, I forgot. Pass.
Who is the turtle's arch enemy and leader of the Foot Clan?
Pass.
All right, back to question one.
Who is the turtle's mentor and father figure? He's a rat.
I know he's a rat. I cannot remember his name. Oh, I know he's like a rat samurai, but I don't remember his name.
Oh, man.
So close. Pass.
All right, question four.
April O'Neil's profession?
For some reason, I want
to... Oh, time's up.
Okay, good. Up.
All right, you got 2 out of 5. Let's bring Cheyenne back into the studio. I think once you hear the answers, Rebecca, it's going to... Yeah,
it's all going to come back.
Yeah, it's all going to come back to you. She got 2 out of 5, Cheyenne.
Okay.
I think I would have gotten 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I kind of figured you would.
Yeah.
Were you a fan? I know we're 80s babies.
Yeah. So. No, okay. I was. Okay. I was back in the day.
All right, well,
yeah.
let's do this.
All right, Cheyenne, here we go. Who is the turtle's mentor and father figure?
Splinter.
Correct. All four turtles are named after what type of historical figures?
Inventors.
No.
Artists.
Yes. What is their favorite food?
Pizza.
Correct. In the early movies and series, the turtle's best friend, April O'Neil, is depicted as having what profession?
A journalist.
Correct. Oh. Who is the turtle's arch enemy and leader of the Foot Clan?
That is, I know the Foot Clan. I know this.
You can pass.
Pass.
Question 5.
Oh, that's what I thought. It was taking my time.
Yeah. 15 seconds.
Oh, what is his name? Oh, I can picture him too. Does it start with an S? Slater.
That's time.
No, time's up.
Right, Shredder.
Shredder.
That's what it is. That's
all right.
Right.
All right, Cheyenne, you got 4 out of 5. Rebecca, you got 2 out of 5. You did not beat Cheyenne, but we're still going to get you your tickets to play Shelby. Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rebecca.
Well, thank you. I thought I would do better because I've had 3 boys and we all watch Ninja Turtles, but I did horribly.
That's all right.
Okay. It happens sometimes.
It does happen.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
My Tuesday confession. Just send us an anonymous text in Gunner and Cheyenne. We'll help you get it off your chest. My Tuesday confession.
One of our favorite times of the week. Completely anonymous. If you would like to text us a confession today, no names, no area codes, you can text us at 221-08. Or if you kind of aren't too worried about being too anonymous, you can leave us a voicemail, 602-429-9492. Really, the only thing that calls you out there is your own tone of your voice.
Yeah, so if it's a very unique voice, people might know.
Yeah, if you sound like Kermit the Frog, somebody may be able to figure that one out. 602-429-9492 is the voicemail box number. Here are some of those voicemails, Cheyenne.
Okay.
Here we go.
First unheard message. I have to confess this to somebody. I just got a really big job, my dream job, working for this law firm. It's huge. And like most law firms, it's mostly guys. And I am 3 months pregnant. I didn't tell them in the interview. I didn't tell them when they offered me the job. I haven't told them at all. I'm just going to keep it a secret until I just pop.
Oh, you pop.
That reminds me of Knocked Up when Katherine Heigl doesn't say anything until she's like 8 months pregnant. They're like, we know.
Oh,
she's like, oh, okay.
My wife did that same thing when she started with her employer.
Yeah.
We had just moved to Yakima and she needed a job. We needed her to have some income coming in. And she was 2 or 3 months pregnant with Kaylin at the time. And they hired her and she started growing. And
they're like, we know your secret.
I know. But I mean, you can't tell them in the interview, right?
I mean you can by law. They can. can't not hire
they
you.
They would find another reason exactly. not to hire you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, that's not okay.
All right, here's another voicemail.
Next message.
I have been lying to my wife for years that I'm allergic to dogs. From our first date, she's wanted one of those little yappy dogs that just drive me nuts. And they're just so much work to take care of. But I just started duck hunting with a buddy of mine, and I got turned on to, like, hunting dogs. They're so cool. So now I want a hunting dog. I always said I was allergic, so now I got to work my way around this one.
Right. That's what you get for lying.
No, you're like, thank the good Lord he healed me. No longer allergic. Another voicemail. Here
next
go.
Message. I have a tattoo on my back. It's on my shoulder, and I got it when my ex-boyfriend and I were together, and we got matching tattoos, but yeah. My husband thinks it's dedicated to my mother, who passed away when I was a kid, and I just don't have the heart to tell him any different.
Yeah, you can't.
I know.
You can't tell him.
Oh, what are you? There's nothing you can do. You can't even cover it up, because then what are you going to say?
Yeah.
I'm covering up because... Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing you can say. Like, there's nothing.
All right, final voicemail. Here we go.
Next message.
So I'll be at the grocery store, and the guys that are fixing the aisle make it look perfect. Right when they're done, like, I'll go and knock over, like, an item in each section so that it's not, like, this wall. And it really razzles them up because they usually go to get their manager to show them, and then their manager comes over and... Like, he starts pointing out these spots that they think they missed. That's something that I do that I probably shouldn't do, but I think it's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't bullied enough as a child. Like, what's happening?
If you would like to leave us a voicemail for next week, 602-429-9492. Tuesday Confessions rolls on. A lot of great texts coming in at 22108. Again, no names, no area codes. We're going to get to your texts coming up next here on Camel.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Tuesday Confessions.
Texts are rolling in at 22108. As always, no names, no area codes, completely anonymous. Text, I was in Bash's with my adult daughter recently. She'd gone ahead. I eventually found her looking in the freezer and thought it would be hilarious to shove her in. She fell in. I laughed a lot. Then I looked up and I saw my daughter standing at the end of the aisle. I hadn't shoved a random stranger in the freezer.
That sucks.
It's a little slap, like slapping the wrong rear end like I did last week. Yeah. Thinking it was my wife, but it was some stranger. Text. Went on four what I thought were dates with a man. I started to really like him. Turns out he only wanted to see me so he could play and cuddle with my dogs.
That's just messed up.
Text, if you see a water pistol in my bathroom and you ask about it, I'll lie and tell you that it belongs to my kids. In reality, I just hate using toilet brushes. Oh. But the splatter, right? I don't know.
Oh. A lot of questions, and I really don't want answers to any of those
high pressure water to get the little turd streaks off, right?
Ew. Yeah.
What's the splash zone on that?
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, like
splashing from it, just flushing is like, why?
You're like at SeaWorld, you got to wear the ponchos in the splash zone.
Yeah, if Shamu was a big turd.
This is disgusting.
Text, I recently changed cell phone providers. Nothing to do with the price, everything to do with the fact that they'd started calling me Andy instead of Andrew.
Ah. I'm not mad about that.
Some people just do not like the shortened name.
Yeah, I have zero issue with that. And honestly, I would probably do the same.
Yeah. Final text here. This is actually something we mentioned on Leap Day on February 29th. Every leap year, I take a day off of work saying that I'm sick. I'm salaried for 365 days a year, meaning that I don't get paid anymore for the extra day. It's my little fight against the system.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah, remember that? So we're working for free today. If you're on salary... Working for free today on the 29th. You know,
I like it.
Day.
Good for you.
That guy takes a sick day.
I can't come in. Yeah. I'm sick.
Just fight against the system. All right.
That is a Mean Girl reference.
I wanted to follow it up with boo you, but I didn't think it would be appropriate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.